I mean, that's what we've been trying to get them to do, and they've done so far this year. I think they're both more confident. You know, they understand they're both going to be playing a lot this year, so that helps you with your aggression. You know, you can take chances, you can be aggressive. If you make a mistake, you know you're going to have to play through it rather than being worried about coming and sitting down.
You guys went up against a zone on Friday and didn't have quite as much success as you did today. How much did it help to go ahead and first team you play, see some zone, and go against it today?
Yeah, I mean, the zone Central ran, they would zone and they would box in one and they would switch it up a lot and they kind of packed it in. This team spread the zone out, and they lifted a lot of their guards and wings, which basically left Kennedy and Bryce with a two-on-one every single possession. So it was a different look, and we were able to exploit that a lot easier. But at the same time, seeing different zones and different looks this early is going to prepare us for, you know, whatever we're about to see for the next couple weeks.
You guys got the transition game going pretty well tonight. What would you rank that two games for the season? I know it's probably not as fast as you wanted to be yet,
right?
But so far, would you rank it?
It was good. I think our defensive pressure was better tonight than it was Friday night. We forced a little bit more turnovers, and we were more sound defensively, so we were able to start the break. We rebounded better. All the things we talk about with our transition starts defensively. So what you saw on the defensive end ignited our break, and we finished better.
Coach Williams said also that you guys are doing a lot more 1-3-1 this year than you did last year, and we've seen it through the first four games so far. Why has it been able to work so well for you guys early this season?
With our full court trap, it's a little different than our 1-3-1. The 1-2-1-1 full court trap is something we're going to do a lot because we have depth and we have the personnel to make that happen this year. We'll see the 1-3-1 half court too, but you know, this early in the season, there's no point in really playing it. You know, we might need it later in ACC play. But you'll see a lot of trapping, and we do a lot of different man-to-man half court traps as well, and you've seen that so far just because I think we have the roster to be able to do it, whereas in the past it was a little shaky.
You guys have 29 assists on 36 field. One thing to be willing to share with another to get the ball to the right guy at the right time. How has this team developed that awareness and chemistry?
I mean, it's really an unselfish group. I mean, that's pretty obvious to see, and there's not a whole lot more I can explain about it other than guys are just willing to, if they don't have something, to just move the ball, move themselves, screen for each other. And, like I said, if you have a look, take it. If not, just move it and make something happen. You know, you've seen JP elevate his game another level, and you know, having two great passing big guys helps factor into that. 29 assists on 36 buckets.
Bryce said he wasn't always comfortable against the zone, maybe in the post area. Why do you think he and Kennedy complement each other maybe a little bit better, kind of like you said before?
Yeah, I think because Bryce can knock down that little, he likes those little mid-range, quick catch-and-shoot jump shots. And, they both finish around the rim well. And Kennedy's good at catching the ball in the low post and passing out of the low post. Bryce is better passing out of the high post. So it's almost like that works perfectly together. You know, one just dives low, and then Bryce will flash high and dump it down. Or Kennedy will get low, have two guys draw to him and dish it to Bryce, or skip it over the top. So just their specific skill sets complement each other down there.
Can you talk, you know, Bryce and Kennedy had a lot of success, not on the offense, you know, rebounding the ball on the offensive end, but also, you know, finishing those second chance points. Can you talk about what you saw from them tonight?
Yeah, just that aggression and that mentality that they came in with tonight is something we need them to have, and they had it. You know, we talked to them before the game. We knew with the zone that they played that we were going to be able to exploit the inside and get a lot of, you know, two-on-one advantages with Bryce and Kennedy down low. And they really, you know, stepped up to that challenge and decided they were going to dominate this game.